South Africa will launch a national dialogue on Friday, aimed at bringing together all sectors of society to tackle the country's most pressing challenges and explore solutions. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The talks, initiated by President Cyril Ramaphosa after calls from civil society, are expected to involve most political parties, civic groups, and members of the public. They begin with a two-day convention in Pretoria, and will later expand to discussions in all 9 provinces, both in person and online. While Ramaphosa says the dialogue will be a people-led, society-wide process to reflect on the state of our country and reimagine our future, questions remain over its potential impact, and its cost, estimated at up to $40 million. South Africa's challenges run deep more than 30 years after the end of apartheid: high poverty and inequality, rampant crime and corruption, and an unemployment rate above 30%, among the highest in the world. Who will take part? Ramaphosa has appointed an eminent persons group representing South Africa's diversity, including rugby captain Siya Kolisi, Black Panther actor John Canney, and former Constitutional Court Judge Edwin Cameron. But not all political players are on board. The Democratic Alliance, DA, the second largest party in the coalition government, withdrew over the firing of one of its deputy ministers by Ramaphosa, and has called the talks a waste of public money. The official opposition, the MK Party, has also refused to participate. Criticism and controversy. Some foundations have pulled out of the opening convention, citing rushed timelines and logistical problems, though they plan to join later stages. Critics say the cost is excessive, while others accuse the ruling African National Congress, ANC, of using the dialogue to boost its image ahead of next year's local elections. Ramaphosa's office has disputed the higher cost estimates, with University of Pretoria political analyst Dirk Kotzer noting that a real nationwide process is going to cost a lot of money and urging the ANC not to control the process too tightly. A second national convention could take place early next year. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.